21. How many effect sizes should be extracted from an empirical study? How is the answer to this question changed? Why this change? How has this changed the information that is coded about each effect size? A lot of redundancy. For a lot of people, you're going to be reading effect sizes. I'm sorry, you're going to be reading about meta-analysis before you get any more instruction about meta-analyses. So I'm really trying to drive home some of those integratable core elements. How many effect sizes should you extract from an empirical study? The answer used to be one. Pick up a study, figure out the effect size, write it down. Them days, gone. For two reasons. One, most studies are not simple little two-group comparisons. When most studies were two-group comparisons, we had one effect size, we call it good. Now we see a couple of expansions, which just happen to be related to the increased enhanced statistics we've studied this semester and we're going to do in the spring, just saying. We've gone from two-group to three-group designs. And remember, sometimes we add other experimental conditions, so we have different versions of an effect. What's the treatment effect for one treatment a week? What's the treatment effect for two treatments a week? We don't pick one. We put both in our study and code, whether it's a one-a-week or a two-a-week treatment. Sometimes those other conditions that we add are control conditions, where we compare the treatment to no treatment, to a standard treatment, to a best treatment, and to part of the treatment. Now we might have, in a four-condition study, all six of those pairwise comparisons may be interesting to us, very carefully coding what treatment is being compared to what control, or what controls are being compared, or what treatments are being compared. The other thing that has happened, I guess two more, the second thing that has happened is factorial designs. We now look to see if treatment effects are different across populations, where population is that second independent variable. And so we might want to say, well, what's the treatment effect for 10 treatments in boys? And another effect that we may pull out of that study is what's the effect when the treatment is 20 sessions for girls? So as the designs get bigger, whether along one dimension or in multiple dimensions, we have more effects that we can take out of a study, code up each one, and see what attributes push around the effect size. The third thing I want to mention is statistical control procedures, where we use things like multiple regression, path analysis, structural equation modeling, partial correlations, ANCOVA, stuff like that, where we're looking in the analysis, what's the effect of this variable controlling for these others? And there we have to be really careful, because a raw group comparison may give us a different effect size than that same group comparison corrected for some potential confound. So we got to make sure that we code everything that describes the attributes of the study that gave us that effect size. Okay? So, three kinds of changes: larger designs, factorial designs, statistical control, all of which put a lot more effect sizes into the study that we can extract and use as separate elements in our meta-analysis, but you gotta code all those attributes that define each effect size.